Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Now, studies have shown that 66% of women are dissatisfied with their sex lives, with 1 in 3 claiming they don't want sex at all, right? So Lucy Ann Holmes wants to change that and is on the line now. In Women on Top of the World, Holmes has interviewed 51 women from all over the world of all ages about sex. Isn't that right, Lucy?
It certainly is. Hello, Jennifer.
So you've done your research on this. 61% of women are not having good sex. What is going on?
I know. Yeah, that rings very true, actually, from the women I spoke to. And it's for a whole variety of reasons, and it actually can change throughout a woman's lifetime. I think we might think that younger women are having a great time, and actually you'll find there, going into the thoughts that younger women have, it's a lot about, am I doing it right? Am I, do I look weird? Am I okay? If they're in heterosexual relationships, it's very much worrying what the other person, what the man is feeling, rather than actually thinking about their own pleasure and allowing that. As women get older, obviously motherhood can play a huge impact on a woman's sexuality. And again, I spoke to, women who really struggled, as one woman put it, I'm finding it really hard to shelve mum and be lover. Mm. There's a sense of their bodies, they're tired and they're touched out. You've got children climbing all over you, and then maybe a partner wanting sex as well. And actually what you need is just a little bit of time on your own or some sleep. So sort of, that can have an impact on a relationship, because feeling guilty, there might be resentment coming up. And actually what was very interesting, I think that people might think, post-menopause or older women, that's, everything stops. But actually what I found is talking to older women is that actually that was when a lot of women started to ask themselves this amazing question, what do I want? Mm. What do I like?
Basically, yeah. It's a collection of 50 true disclosures by women around the world from all ages and walks of life, revealing their innermost thoughts and feelings during sex. And that's the thing. Do you think women are thinking too much?
Definitely the women who were enjoying sex weren't thinking.
Yeah.
They were in their bodies and in their physical sensations and able to open to that. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, a woman's sexuality is it's a complex thing wrapped in so many issues. Can we talk about body confidence for a second? How that can impact your sex life?
Hugely. And as I said, that can change throughout a woman's life as well.
Yeah.
So the impact again on motherhood, a body changing as we get older, a body changing. And I think, one thing that we tend not to do is go, we think that something that worked for us years ago will still work. And actually, our bodies are constantly changing and growing and renewing. And so there needs to be a constant coming back to ourselves and saying, what do I want now? But yes, you're absolutely right. In terms of, I can speak from a personal experience with this. When I started exploring my sexuality probably about 10 years ago now. And I sort of thought to myself, I'm going to go off on a sexual odyssey. I want to achieve all this pleasure. And I wrote this big list of things I wanted to explore. And actually, what I realized is that it was really hard for me to explore those, because for two reasons, actually. But one was just my body hatred. And I don't use that word hatred lightly. Like when I started to look at my thoughts, I was constantly, really constantly every day, quite many times a day, telling myself that I wasn't just, the words like revolting and disgusting. And this was just like this constant diatribe going on in my head. And, I'm a bit of a hippie. I'm all into love. I would never talk to anyone else the way I was talking to myself. And it really jarred me. And I really had to go on a journey to really notice these thoughts and try to change them. So rather than go, oh, my bum's disgusting, I'd be like, no, actually, it's a soft cushion there for me to sit down on whenever I want to. And I'd have to really like start talking to myself in a very different way. And I hated my boobs, and I had to go on a bit of a journey to learn to love those. And what I realized is actually a lot of my body I'd never owned, like particularly with my breasts. I just felt, I'd grown up as a young woman with page 3 and all sorts, as a girl developing. And I just thought my boobs were there, sounds ridiculous, for men to look at. They weren't part of me. They weren't So there was a kind of a sense of, and I think people feel that, you know, with their kind of, you know, with their genitals, it's not, you don't, you know, it takes a while to actually own this place for yourself, you know, because we tend to think it's there for somebody else's pleasure. So a case of sort of really, yeah, coming to
learning to love yourself again. Yeah,
to make friends with yourself.
I saw something in The Guardian recently that really kind of took me back, and I thought, what an amazing thing to do. And it was pictures of older people in intimate positions, naked, kissing, touching. And it's just something that you never really see. And I thought that is such a body positive, sex positive message. And that's what we need more of. Can we talk about the outside influence, like porn? Can that get into to women's heads?
Yeah, it really did, particularly for the young women. It was really sad to see just how they had to navigate sex with that. And you know, some of the women spoke very eloquently to me about that. You know, one woman, Rose, from 26, and who was 26 from the US, and she really, you know, she was so honest with me, and she told me about, she kind of, she had sort of hookups. So she'd sort of go out and she'd have, you know, she'd maybe have a few drinks and she'd sort of have these hookups. And she said that she said she realized for a long time she would be like making all these noises. And she said, I may be making all these ridiculous noises. And she'd be like, why am I doing this? And she was like, oh, because I've seen this in porn. This is what I think I'm supposed to do. And she said, and so she's really trying to go, no, I'm not going to make any sounds unless I'm really feeling the pleasure. So having to, you know, having seen the script and thinking she had to follow it, and having, you know, having been, you know, having had men say all sorts of stuff about the site of pubic hair, and she was really learning to say, no, this is how I want to be, and I'm, you know, I'm going to have pubic hair. And then, you know, to another end of the spectrum with a woman, I don't know how explicit I can be here, but
yeah,
you know,
you can.
Some, you know, she said that, you know, she'd had men pushing her head down while she was going down on them. And, you know, she'd be gagging, there'd be tears in her eyes. She said, there'd be no way I could have pleasure after that, because I'd be quite, you know, I'd be quite traumatized by what had happened. But I would go along with it thinking that that was what they liked and that's what it was sort of supposed to be like. So a sense of, you know, a sense of really, as you get older, and I think, you know, there is that, you know, it does tend to be, as women got older, they started to say, have the confidence to go, oh, I don't like, you know, again, it's coming back, what do I like? What do I want? You know, bringing that question in.
Isn't it sad that it takes years for women to get, a lot of women to get to a stage? I mean, years of asking, is this what they like? Do they like what I'm doing? Yeah. Do they like this? Yeah. And it's only, you know, when you, maybe when you get a little older, you start going, hang on, what do I like?
Yeah, I think for so many women, and I speak for myself in this, and so many women I've spoken to, we have such, you know, right from, and it is changing. You know, the great thing is it is changing, but we're having to change something that's just been so cemented for hundreds and hundreds of years. This idea that women are supposed to be beautiful, you know, the beautiful princess. It's like we're supposed to be desired. So that this becomes at the forefront of our minds, that we have to be desirable. So we don't really start to think, what do I desire? So yes, and luckily things are changing. But as I said, it's deep. You know, it runs really deep.
Absolutely. Can we go through some tips on how a woman can start feeling sensual again? And get her mojo back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm a real ambassador for self-pleasure. And that's not, and I don't mean, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it, but less so just sort of putting a bit of porn on or getting a sex toy out. I mean more really just taking the time to, I'll almost look at it like a meditation in a way, or a, because there's something deeply calming that happens to the system when we just, you know, lie down naked, you know, even just start just holding your heart, you know, the space between your boobs, and just breathe into that, and just sort of, you know, just start to feel all those scattered bits of the to-do list and the kind of the roles that you've been in all the day, just feel them starting to sort of subside, and just sort of come into yourself and your felt experience and breathe into that. And then just really gently, I mean, just start with just lightly touching your body all over. The body's got a wisdom, but I think because we're so in the mind, we bypass it.
Yeah.
And actually becoming very still and listening to, where do I like being touched? Where do I want to be touched? And there might be some healing that needs to be. I started doing this process after I'd had the birth of my son. And, you know, I found that just the lightest of touch on my episiotomy scar, and I would be in floods of tears. But actually, that really helped me. It helped me be able to have sex again, you know, because I'd been really struggling for months. You know, it was 9 months later, sex was still painful. But actually this process of coming again and just letting my body lead where it needed to be touched and how it needed to be touched. I think often we're longing for a very tender lover, and we can be that to ourselves. We can be the lover we're dreaming of. Because also once we explore what we like, it's much easier for us to invite a partner into that. Quite often we sort of expect our partners to be sort of sexual wizards and know all the what we need, but how can they, in a way? So I think it really starts with us. So that would be my advice to everybody tonight, in fact now. Like, go into the bedroom and just give yourself that time and listen to the wisdom of your body and really make it, you know, a nourishing practice. Put some lovely music on, light a candle, because that creates magic, I think. So I would say that. I think, you know, don't beat yourself up. Like, we've just, you know, we're living through a pandemic. Life is really tough at the moment. So don't beat yourself up. You know, I think quite often with sex, we think that everybody's having swinging from the chandeliers sex twice a week, and that's what we should be having. But to be honest, people aren't, especially in long-term relationships. But, you know, a little goes a long way. Yeah. So, yes, just shake things up if you can and keep asking yourself, what do you want?
Yeah. Well, the book is called Women on Top of the World. It's out now. Lucy Ann Holmes, thank you so much for joining us. Very, very insightful. I'm off to a dark room to touch my boobs.
Great.
See you later. Enjoy. Thanks, Lucy. Bye. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.